Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Todd Neenkirk. I'm with Four Kitchens in Austin, Texas. Lately, we've been doing a lot of work with grid-based design, in particular the 960 grid system. I presented last May in three Scandinavian Drupal camps a how-to demo of the 960 grid system and the 960 theme developed by DVessel. He really deserves all the credit for developing that. The co-maintaining stuff I've done is just some fine-tuning here and there. He was able to innovate 960 to the point where a lot of his stuff got ported back into 960GS proper, specifically push and pull classes that handle the negative margins so that you can implement a proper content first layout, for example. So being able to shift the content and left sidebar back and forth. We launched our own site, fourkitchens.com, on 960. It's a sub-theme of the 960 theme. Certainly 960 as a measurement and as, you know, 12 versus 16 columns is not... That's not really the point of grid-based design. The point is semantic naming of columns, being able to quickly assemble a website for prototyping or production, being able to think in terms of column widths and not individual pixels. So the idea is to eliminate the need or greatly reduce the need for measurements like negative 147 pixels and having to think in those terms, but rather just say, you know what, this is three columns wide and I want it to move three to the left or three to the right or whatever. And it has really interesting implications for things like panels, because panels have these panes, right? So we can have a three column layout or, you know, four columns on top, two on the bottom. It would be so easy to just drop in these grid classes, grid two, grid four. You have these things called prefix and suffix, which create large columns of empty space. So for something like panels, it's ideal. You can throw stuff together very, very quickly. So that's basically the kinds of things that we talk about and we discuss in our presentations. Here at DrupalCon Paris, I'm co-presenting with Jake Strawn of Common Places. And we're discussing some of the things that I had brought up in previous presentations, but he's going a little bit further and discussing the 960 Gridder module that he's put together, which is an implementation of this interesting JavaScript overlay that sets up various column widths so you can, on the fly, measure your content, make sure that it's lining up properly. In speaking with DVessel, some of the future improvements that he's looking into include vertical rhythm, the idea of vertically set type on a web page. Typography, of course, is a huge challenge. Let's see, what else?
Well, let me just ask a quick question here. So, like, just to take a step back in grid systems, the idea is, you know, when you're theming, you want to be able to lay stuff out onto your website. And then so this is a system to kind of break up chunks into columns that are specific widths, and you have a number of those widths to come up with the 960. I'm just curious as to the process that you kind of go through, you know, if someone wanted to get into 960, what sort of, you know, if you were designing a 960 website, like, is there a tool that you use to kind of lay it out on paper, or do you do it, is there some website that you go to sort of figure out the lengths, or then you plug in some numbers, click some buttons, and then you get all your CSS, or maybe just sort of just talk about that process?
Absolutely. So when first starting a 960 site, or any grid-based site really, I don't mean to specifically say 960, you want to create some uniform column widths, gutters. The basic unit of measurement in a grid system is the column. It's helpful to start by sketching it out on paper, and 960GS, for example, comes with a lot of tools that allow you to do that. They have Nathan Smith, who created 960GS, packaged some PDF files that have actual grid and gutter layouts for physical sketching of websites or demonstrating to clients how this thing might work. Certainly this grid is not necessarily 960 pixels wide. It's a paper grid, so you can manipulate the measurements however you like. He also packages Illustrator, Photoshop, I think there's an OmniGraffle and like Visio file, Inkscape as well. Any major graphics or flowchart program is represented. These templates where you can just start dropping in content, so you can hand it to some EA or designer or somebody and they can just start dropping elements on the page. Now, something that Mark Bolton is emphasizing in his session, which is actually just before ours, It's titled something like 960 is not the beginning and end of grid systems. And I completely agree. And he was an early proponent of grid systems. He gave this great presentation, co-presented something at South by Southwest 2006, Grids Are Good. It's sort of like the seminal presentation on grid systems and how they work and why they're interesting. And I sort of get the impression that he feels that it maybe got pushed a little too far since then, that people have taken up, you know, 960 or Blueprint or whatever and thought like, well, this is it. All websites are going to be 960 pixels wide and each column is going to be 60 pixels or 40 pixels. And I think he's sort of trying to pull that back a bit and say, you know what, grids should be unique per client. And I totally agree. Again, the thing that I find interesting about 960 are the push and pull classes and the way things are named and the way you can approach it. So it's more like the philosophy and techniques used and not necessarily the numbers. But to get back to your earlier question about, you know, how do you start doing something like this, the most important thing, besides giving your designers, assuming you're starting that far back, giving your designers something to start drawing on and playing with, is to create a series of spreadsheets, because you're going to have to deal with numbers in a serious way. And you want to make sure that you get that right. If you mess up even by, you know, a pixel or two, you're going to be pulling your hair out, especially in something like IE, trying to figure out where you messed up. So having a spreadsheet with multiple workbooks or whatever, one that represents widths of various columns, and you'll actually want to lay out your spreadsheet like a grid. Have a column for the gutter, a column for the column width. You'll want something that represents widths, something that represents left coordinate, right coordinate. You really want to be able to map everything out in terms of, where does this gutter begin? Where does this column begin? Does this start at 0 or 10 or 70? Whatever.
And so what you're saying is that you actually set the widths of the Excel spreadsheet to the proper number? Or what do you mean? How do you sort of translate that into pixels?
I just drop the number into the cell in the spreadsheet. So I will click and drag and sort of loosely create a spreadsheet that looks like gutters and columns, you know, give the column a color, a background color or something. And this seems so mundane, but it's really important, because you have to visualize this stuff so that anybody can pick it up and understand that they can look at this spreadsheet and just grok the idea of, all right, a gutter is 10 pixels wide and it starts at 0, and then its right edge is 10. Got it. But the idea is, you want to establish those numbers. From the numbers, you'll derive how big your columns are, how big your site layout is. That's when you can start customizing it for the client. You also have to make these decisions, such as, are the gutters between columns going to be of an even width? And that makes things a lot easier in most cases, because then you can say the left and right margin of each column will be 7 or 10 or whatever. If you have an odd width, things get a little more complicated, because you either have to split those margins into unequal parts or assign the entire margin to one column. So each column has 15 pixels on the right and 0 on the left. There are certain things that you will want to stick with, like even gutter widths, for example. But going back to the spreadsheets, that's by far one of the most important things you can do, because you'll need to refer to those numbers when building your grid classes. You'll need to know how wide exactly is a grid 3. It's not simply 3 times column width. It's 3 times column width plus 2 times the gutter width. And stuff like that is just very easy to forget when you're, you know, hustling through CSS. It gets especially complicated when you're dealing with push and pull and having to create negative margins so that you can generate a content-first layout. That's especially important when you're dealing with grid systems, to have that laid out in a spreadsheet so that very clearly, you know, you don't have some messy notepad with a bunch of numbers on it, but rather there's a clean spreadsheet that you can look at, share with your team, everybody understands.
So with 960 being a framework, you're sort of getting all these numbers for the column widths, and then how do you translate those numbers into the CSS? Do you just plug in those numbers in different places, or is there sort of different user interfaces to generate that? Is that through the 960 theme, or what's the process to actually making that CSS?
At the moment, the easiest way is to drop it into like a grid CSS file or a layout CSS file. And then you say, my grid-1 is X wide. My grid-2 is whatever. So having a semantic naming system so that you know how wide everything is. The naming system that 960 uses that I like is thing-number. So grid-5, push-2. That tells you the width you're dealing with in columns, 2 or 5 or 10, whatever, and then the thing you're doing. Grid is the term for space, like the number of columns. So you'd have a grid dash four would be a div that's four columns wide. Prefix suffix allows you to add empty space on the left or right hand side of something. I'm sure that there are going to be versions of 960 or modules that can build this CSS dynamically. There is a grid calculating website, I forget exactly what it's called, but allows you to plug in various numbers and it will generate CSS that you can download. That kind of stuff could very easily be done in Drupal, and I've thought about it quite a bit. The trick is you have to decide, is it going to be calling the CSS from some sort of a variable table and then assembling it dynamically, or is it actually going to write a CSS file into the files directory like the color module does? They're kind of tricky questions that we need to answer, but certainly it is absolutely possible to create a grid system through Drupal's UI. And I think that that would be a really, really interesting innovation.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you very much.